right, what's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do our thing. Let me play a quick commercial before I really get things popping. Let me play a quick commercial before I forget. Hold on real quick.
Here we go. HerbalOrganicProducts.com. Herbs designed for the melanoid nation. Now, you can get our full body detoxes and colon cleanses. And fellas, if you really want to improve your stroke game, make sure you get the Superman Lover Formula. And ladies, we have the Ultimate Hair, Skin, and Nail Formula and the Sacred Wound Cleanse. And right now, you can get 10% off by using the product code IZMRadio only at HerbalOrganicProducts.com.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. So we're here. We're making it do what it do. Let me introduce my lovely lady co-host right over here to my right. We have Miss Bree. How are you, Bree?
Hey, everybody. I am well rested.
Why you got your glasses on then?
Because this is my swag today, okay? Tariq, I'm swagging on
She's swagging
hoes.
On your ass. She's not hungover. That's swag.
I am not. Look, let me.
There you go.
Boom.
There you go.
Nah, she's a little redneck.
I don't know. I saw a little Hennessy in them pupils.
Yeah, okay. Layla, take your damn glasses off. Let's see who really have the Hennessy, y'all.
Oh, Layla, what's up, Miss Layla, with her glasses on?
Well, I only had 2 hours of sleep. I ain't gonna front.
And she had hella Hennessy.
She got the Hennessy pupils, too.
I mean, I don't drink a lot, but when
a
I
lot.
Do.
Oh, one of them explained drinkers.
Well,
I only drink on Sundays.
Exactly.
But
holidays.
Since it was a holiday.
Exactly. Weekends, you know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was a holiday. What'd y'all do for Labor Day?
Bree was on the bike.
I worked out.
She was on the bike. I seen her on the Instagram.
Working out and chilling.
Oh, cool. You at the gym or you were just riding the bike around the neighborhood?
No, I rode the bike down the L.A. River.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that shit was so dope.
Yeah, you lucky a damn homeless Mexican here. Right?
It was hella homeless Mexican over there. I'm too fast on the bike. They weren't going to catch me.
Man.
I was laughing at me.
And what did you do, Layla?
I went to the beach and me and my brother took our kids to the beach together.
That's what's
yeah,
up.
Yeah, and then I, that's pretty much it. Just chilled.
That is what's popping.
What the hell did you do, Tariq?
Man, what did I do? We were all supposed to go out.
I'm moving to finish it.
They called me at like the last minute on Saturday because we were
the
supposed
last minute?
On Saturday. Y'all called me on Saturday and I'm like feeling
like
shitty
o'clock.
And I'm my mother's moving stuff. I'm like, damn. I'm like, I was thinking about going out Saturday. I'm like, let me sit my ass down with all these kids.
Y'all, he had 32 excuses.
Flake as usual.
Oh, Lord.
We were supposed to all turn up. We knew that
we were still going to do it. We're going to do it. We're still going to
do it. Was your family still here?
Yes, they are.
How long are they here for?
My cousin is going to be here probably until next week. I took him out last night to the comedy club, so I've been just taking him different spots.
Let's go to that spot I was thinking about on Wednesday.
Let's go to Taco Tuesday.
Where is that?
Yeah,
you
know, this is a taco loving my mother.
I think it's some Mexican blood in my veins.
We're going to get her a damn Del Taco gift card for her damn birthday.
Yeah.
She's always talking about a taco.
I know. Man, what has the best tacos in L.A. to you?
Cactus.
Yeah, I agree.
Where's that?
Taqueria.
They have three.
They have like five.
Yeah, okay.
But
five?
Okay, so the one that I know is on like Vines and off of Santa Monica. Is that Santa Monica or Sunset?
Venice. And I think it's the one in L.A. we went to?
Yeah, it's off of Vine and like Sunset.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I got to try that.
You
There's
have
one
to
in Studio
try.
City. That's one I go to in Studio City because I used to
it's
live
one
over
in,
there.
I got to try that. What's up? Who's on the phone?
Yo, this is Josh from North Carolina. What's up, bro?
What's up, Josh? How are you, sir?
Man, I can't call it. I'm all right, man. Much respect to you, bro. I've been with you since the Mac attack, homie.
Yes, indeed.
You know what I'm saying? You just keep getting bigger and better, bro. Shout out to you.
Man, respect, brother. What's on your mind?
So a couple weeks ago, you was talking about ideas for Haiti, some things we could try to do.
Yes.
Like to help the community. Yeah, so there's these things called Helical Outposts, right? H-E-L-I-C-A-L Outposts. And it's like three big storage container units. One of them catches and purifies water. Another one works the electronics. And another one, the third one, grows up to 2,200 leaf vegetables a week.
Oh, damn. Now, how much do these cost?
See, they're price-wise, I don't know. I've been trying to get in contact with them they do this through somebody who used to work at CNN. He told the truth. They fired him. You know how that go.
Yeah.
But they linked up with him, and he's been promoting them, man. And on the website, they don't give you a flat rate. They tell you to connect with them, talk to them.
Okay.
You know, so I think it's not something that they're just trying to price out the people, but it's a whole thing that they're trying to get. You kind of get what I'm saying?
Do this, brother. Email me the information about it. Email me the information about it, and we'll see what's popping with it, brother. But thank you for the call. Okay. All right. Let's see what else. Because I don't want to get too caught up into logistics about something and we throwing the show off.
Right.
The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. By the way, family, the movie 1804 is coming out next month. It's going to be nationwide in theaters Thursday, October 19th. It's going to show 1 week early here in Los Angeles. That's Thursday, October 12th. At the Fine Arts Theater on Wilshire Boulevard, the same place we had the Hidden Color screening last year. So it's going to be a big screening out here. The tickets are going to sell possibly later on today for LA at 1804movie.com. And some of the other theaters, you can get your tickets for the 1804 movie screening at 1804movie.com. And we're still adding new cities as we go. We're possibly going to have a screening out there in Birmingham, England, in the UK. All the UK people are asking me when it's going to show out there. I think it's going to be out there on the 22nd. I'm talking to the promoter, and they're talking about bringing me out there for that screening. So it's going to be a real big event. So I'll keep you guys posted on that. So bookmark 1804movie.com. Now, Bree, what is going on out here in the news world?
So, if you guys didn't know, it was my girl Beyonce's birthday yesterday.
Man, they were acting like it was their Martin Luther King birthday.
Exactly. It is Martin Luther King birthday when it's Beyonce's birthday. Do you know who she is?
Man.
God.
I thought it was goddamn Mother Teresa resurrection.
It's a holiday.
We made that.
The Beehive celebrates accordingly.
But did you see Matthew Knowles?
That is why I brought her up.
Man, what the fuck was that?
I feel so sorry for Matthew. Am I the only one that feels
sorry? I feel bad.
I do too. I kind of felt bad. What's going on with them?
Dude, like, they got this, like, strained relationship. And I don't think she's been in contact with him. And you can tell, like, I don't think this was, like, a publicity or an attention stunt from him. I think he is deeply hurt.
Man. That's his daughter he raised and turned her into a superstar.
Yeah, I guess it was like, for those who don't know, he made a video message to Beyonce on her birthday, and the fact that he's making video messages, you know, shows that he might not be in contact with her.
He's like, you know, I just wanted to tell you happy birthday. And that's like, that's the saddest shit. It broke my heart.
Yeah, he all crying and he's all on top of he's like, this is your city, Beyonce. And I'm like, is this nigga about to jump? What's he gonna do?
A lot of people were saying that, like, get him before he jumped.
Yeah.
That's sad. Like, what happened? Do you think it was the fact that he had a side baby and cheated on her mom and, like, you know what I mean?
Quite possibly, but look at, everybody has moved on from that. Like, yeah. I could see if Tina was still hurt by it.
Right, she moved on. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And I'm like, at some point, Beyonce is too big of a star celebrity to have this type of grudge with her father.
Yeah.
And this is the message right here. I'm playing it right here. This is Matthew Knowles. He's like on a high rise. What is he doing? This is him. Hold on.
Morning, Beyonce. It's September 4th. God, I can remember the day you were born. My first time seeing a baby born. I was actually in the room. This is your city. Your city loves you. But more importantly, I love you. I love you with all my heart. So proud of you.
Guy's crying.
Just wanted to tell you happy birthday.
Can I borrow $25,000?
It's so heartbreaking.
No, that is sad. You know, because you know what? Some people don't have dads that actually.
That's what y'all thinking. Come on, y'all know y'all thinking. He needs some child support money.
No. I might be a I wonder, for love.
I think I am too. But I wonder if like Solange just has a strained relationship with him because of Beyonce.
Does she have the same strained relationship?
I don't think so. I think Solange is like the glue that hold their family together almost. Like.
Solange be kicking motherfuckers in elevators. So
she ain't hold her tongue for nobody. So, okay? You
know, she'll let people know what
the
deal
is. What about Jay-Z? Do you think Jay-Z has any influence? Because that is her husband.
I do.
That's her man.
I think a lot of moves she makes are guided by Jay-Z.
Yes.
Yeah. But
Go ahead, girl.
Man, but Matthew got all these, you know, all these kids, these side
kids. What do you say all these? He got one child.
I thought it was, I thought he had a couple.
Two. Baby.
He has one.
You sure?
He had one
that
baby.
We know of.
Oh, that's, yeah.
We don't know all their secrets.
Chat room, wasn't it two? I could have swore it was two. He had a couple of them. Chat room, talk to us.
Tariq adding on a side baby.
Yeah. I know. He's talking about all these. Every time he say he got all these happening.
I mean, you Beyonce, and all of a sudden you get a call from like there's a 4-year-old in the lobby with a blonde wig on. I'm your sister.
I'm sure that's happened plenty of times without it being blood.
I need a free subscription to Tidal.
Oh my God.
Man, folks, the phone number is 818-850-5404. Let me see who's on this phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hi, this is Corey.
What's your name?
How are you?
What's your name?
My name is Corey. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Corey. Where are you calling from, dear?
I'm calling from Michigan.
There you go. What's on your mind, Corey?
I wanted to ask you about, I lost custody of my son 2 years ago, and it was a really shady situation. I was married to their father. We got married at 18 years old, and his mother is an attorney, and she knew the judge on my divorce case, and he was able to get sole legal and sole physical custody of my sons, and I haven't seen them in over 2 years now. So my thing is, when I was going through all this, it was just absolutely crazy. I was in and out of court for years. It took this guy, he was living in a motel when they gave him custody. He didn't pay child support. It was documented for well over a year. He was supposed to be paying me. He was just a really terrible guy. He was harassing me. And so now that I've lost custody, you know, I don't really know what steps I could take to even get any kind of visitation with my sons. And if I did get visitation, I feel like he would just use it, as a way to hurt me again and just cause strife in my life.
I'm trying to see how you lose custody of your kids. Because for a mother to lose custody, there's some shit they got on you. What do they have on you?
They had absolutely nothing on me.
Ma'am, for them to get your
The kid's principal testified in my favor. Everyone testified in my favor. It was him who had a history of being crazy. He had criminal issues for domestic violence against me and other women.
Was he white?
No, he's black.
Okay.
But his mother knew the judge personally, so it was only because, and she knew every other judge at the court too. Is court in Detroit? She's a she's an attorney for children, or she's been doing it for well over 15 years. So she's at the court constantly, and she had all these relationships, and that is why he won. That's the only reason.
Under what grounds? They have to have documented grounds as to why you don't have custody. So what was the grounds that they had against you?
They sent us to mediation. There were no grounds. They sent us to mediation. The mediator, which is the judge's eyes and ears,
sister, you're leaving
sided with me completely.
Something you leaving out, sister.
I'm telling you, Tariq, I wouldn't leave anything out because it was devastating.
Were you on the pipe or anything like that? I mean, that just
never.
God,
absolutely not.
It's extremely rare. I would like to know the ins and outs, because you always hear one side like, I didn't do shit. You know, it's always one side, but I would have to know all the sides of what happened to give you really applicable advice on what to do. You know, because everybody leaves out their shit. And that's very rare for a mother to get her child, even if somebody knows the judge and all that old stuff. You can appeal that. That would be a conflict of interest right there anyway.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So if that is the case,
for me to appeal.
Go ahead.
I would have had to come up with another $5,000 within 14 days. You only have a certain where you can appeal. Otherwise, and if that was more money. I wasn't in a position financially to appeal.
Man.
That's why they took custody.
And how many kids you got?
I have four children. I have two children with my husband now. I'm remarried. And we have two children together. And, yeah, so I have my two oldest sons that I have absolutely no contact with. And then I have my two children who are with me. I'm a full-time mom. I'm a housewife. So
now how old are you now? How old are you now?
I'm 30.
Okay, damn, you're 30 with four goddamn kids. Okay.
I've been married twice.
That's okay.
I was married the first time too.
Okay,
she getting it in.
Long as she's married, that's cool.
Yeah.
Again, email me and let me know some details about what's going on, because there's a lot to the story that I don't know. So I would have to know all the details, and we can chop it up like that. Just email me and we'll chop it up, sister. Thank you for the call. Oh, right. Yeah, there's some shit she leaving out.
Or she needs to find an attorney to do some looking into that conflict of interest, because that shouldn't have happened in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. The dude's mother knows the judge. I mean, the judge should have been excused if that was the case.
Yeah.
So I would need to know the ins and outs. But people leave shit out until the last minute.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I killed somebody in 85, but that got expunged off my record. It got expunged. So that don't even count no more.
They tried me as a minor.
It don't count. Yeah, I know. Yes.
Every time.
Okay, I killed him, but it was in self-defense. That don't even count. I'm like, hey, you're leaving something out.
Yeah,
so she's all, you can tell she's leaving some shit out. Layla over here looking golden and bronze.
Oh, really?
And oil.
Bronzy?
Yes,
oh,
you're
God.
Doing. Yes, indeed. With the
sign.
With the titty fly. Not the butterfly, but the titty flies. Got the butterfly, titty fly showing for the streets. What's going on out here, Miss Layla?
For the streets. Stupid. Butterfly flying high.
Yes.
No, I was joking. Okay, so did you guys see the season finale of Power, everybody?
Yes. Yes. Did you see it, Bree?
I did not see it.
Bree,
so mad.
Slipping.
I did not see it.
Do you watch Power, though?
Yeah. Okay. So y'all can break it down. It's all good.
Well, but really what I'm talking about is 50 Cent.
Yeah.
He sent a little message to stars, which I think, you know, I'm kind of happy he did this, because they do this to black executives all the time. They don't think 50 Cent is very valuable to stars. So you know what 50 Cent said?
Yeah.
You know what he said? He said, after you guys watch the season finale, cancel your subscriptions.
Oh, damn.
To stars.
Damn.
And then we'll see what they say. He said, because stars thinks that the audience is not watching the show because of me.
They're full of shit.
But they are.
I mean, the only reason people got stars is because of Power. Let's be real.
It's 50 Cent, right.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And they don't believe. So he said, I hate to do this, but I want to show them. He said, everybody cancel your subscriptions to stars. Y'all hear that? So cancel your subscriptions.
Did he do this on Instagram or something?
He did this on Twitter.
Okay.
And I saw hella people on Instagram canceling their
stars.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he did on all social media. I think he did Instagram, Twitter, and everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
And that, you know, because a lot of these entities, they will use black shows to come up and then flip on us.
Yep. Uh-huh.
That's how Fox got in through Living Color. Remember Living Color, the show?
Yes.
Fox.
Show did.
Living Color made Fox.
Show did.
That show made Fox what it is. And now Fox, you know, Fox News and all this old bullshit.
Right, right, right.
You dig? So the WB network, they did the same thing.
Damn,
they
what
built,
happened to them?
They built up their programming. The what's that? The UPN network, I think.
Right.
Yeah, they built their programming up on black shows, and then they would flip and do all these old cornball shows. So this is why, you know, I'm glad 50 is making power moves with
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Shout out to 50.
Yeah, yeah.
Followed by Watch His New Show coming on.
Yes, 50 Central.
I can't wait.
I can't
I'm so excited about that.
And
like,
it better be good, because they putting so much
hype behind
it.
It's going to be good.
It better be
it's
good.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. I have a good feeling. 50 ain't putting out no BS after Power, please.
Oh, exactly.
Mm-hmm. It could happen. Yeah. You never know.
What's up? Who's on the phone?
What's up, Tariq? It's Kevin from Memphis, man.
How you doing, Kevin?
I'm good, man. How you doing, ladies?
Hello.
Hey, Kevin.
Okay, look, Tariq, I'm a massage therapist, and my wife is an esthetician.
Okay.
And we trying to grow our business, and what I'm finding, man, the black people that we try to market to, they trying to take our prices down. We doing industry standards. And I find that the white people paying exactly what I asked for.
Oh, yeah.
And I really want to help our community. But it's hard when everybody that you market to is always trying to get over. So should I just concentrate on white people, man? Because I really want, like I said, I want to deal with our community.
Right, I understand that. But when you run a business, man, you got to go to where your clientele is, man. Running a business is all about keeping that business afloat and selling to whoever's buying. Yep. Whoever's paying, that's who you sell to. Just like the Asian community, let me tell you, most of the Asian community can give less than a shit about black folks. But they will sell you that fried rice and them chicken wings all day. You dig? Money. They'll do your nails all day. They'll follow you around the store. You're their only customers. And it's all business. We got to start thinking like that. Whoever's paying, that's who we need to go to. We got to stop running our shit like civil rights movements. We got to run businesses like businesses. And don't let other black folks who are on that hating shit try to hate you out your money. Because black folks get up in other black folks' shit and be like, hey, man, give me all this shit for free. You my brother. Yeah. It's that type of bullshit.
Yeah, like right.
You know, and that's the person who's passive-aggressively trying to sabotage you. And not all of us are like that, thank God. Okay. But there's too many people in the community who do little dumb shit like that. Just like I be getting on cats about bootlegging my movies. Mm. And then cats be trying to justify bootlegging my shit. Well, man, we need that for the community. No, nigga, I just, like when I just filmed this movie in Haiti, remember, I just had to fly on a plane, take a 5-hour car ride, ride a donkey up a hill to shoot and get mosquito bites for a bummy nigga in a damn apartment in Cleveland to bootleg my shit? No, hell no. No, we work too hard to keep our business afloat for dusty niggas to come through and just eat off of us for free. No, the county building is that way, not here. So that's how you got to treat people, man.
Right.
All right, man, but thank you for the call, brother.
Okay.
Yes,
the sad part about it is black people don't start paying until they see other people.
Yes.
And then and then that's when they want to pay the right rate.
Exactly. And they nickel and dime us, other black folks, but then they go up in the white store and pay $800 for
top
a belt.
Dollar.
Top dollar.
Why?
Overpriced shit.
I can't stand that.
Exactly. We got to get that shit up out of our
condition.
System.
Man, I can't stand
that. We got to get that out of our system. Man. Bree, what else is happening out here in the streets?
Did y'all see Kiki? What?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no. Kiki
Wyatt, the singer, the thick, light-skinned chick with about 11 kids.
Oh, shit.
She has a gang of kids.
Kiki. Dang.
And she looks good still for having a dozen children.
How many kids does she have?
She has at least 8.
Tariq, you lying.
A chat room. Tell me how many children.
Is that your lifeline? He always go to chat room.
I go to the chat room be knowing. And even in the chat room, they said Matthew knows they got like between 2 and 3 kids.
That's crazy.
Oh, shit.
We need a head count on Kiki kids in the chat room.
How many kids does Kiki have? That woman has been pregnant. She has, somebody said, 8 kids.
Wow.
Hold on, let me dub. Yeah, she has like 8 kids. That's not an exaggerated number.
You know what I hate, though? I hate when dudes be calling, oh, that girl crazy, but you keep banging her
because
up having one of these kids.
Crazy pussy is the best.
It is.
Y'all, crazy pussy is so good.
I've heard.
It is. I mean, let's just be real. That's like, why the crazy chicks always knocked up. That crazy pussy, that crazy dome is always banging.
God.
You've never had great dome until you had it from a psycho woman.
Somebody
saying it's 9 kids.
Damn.
Okay, it's 8. It's 8 plus 1 on the
plus
way.
Plus the one she pregnant
with. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm not exaggerating. This woman has...
are these twins? Please say there's a twin involved.
I don't think so.
No, I mean,
y'all lying.
That woman has a gang of damn kids.
She looks good, though.
She looks good, yeah,
to
she
have
does.
9 kids?
And her voice is heavenly.
Oh, man, she's incredible.
And this attention stunt she put on Instagram today.
This is... You know something, America? When you 8 months pregnant and you got a child sick in and out of the hospital and... your husband got the nerve to tell you that he wants a divorce because and he says that you're an emotional, he says that you're an emotional wreck. He says that from the very beginning, you never trusted me and all that kind of stuff. Like, yeah. Telling other people, other women, that we getting a divorce and don't, if she calls or it's like, what? Like, I am so done with Michael Jamara. Y'all can have him and roast his ass. I don't care.
Okay, that's what she was looking for. Yeah, she was, for y'all to roast his
and
ass.
It get backfired, and people start roasting her ass.
Oh shit!
But because she is not a pleasant person to be around, right. Like people that's worked with her, and yeah. That was a lot of people that was in the comments, like a lot of producers that have tried to work with Kiki, like, oh, you got the nerve to be on here with the sob story,
yeah,
and you act like a total bitch.
Wow!
Even on the show, the reality show, the R&B Divas. I mean, yes. You could see it. She was an asshole to the dude. She was really degrading this dude. I'm like, what the fuck is he sitting around taking that for?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm not shocked that this nigga is like, you know, I'm done. Getting you dig?
Rocks,
yeah.
Is it the same? How many baby daddies did she have?
It's different ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's different ones. So, you know, that woman, you know, you got to get your shit right. Y'all can't be out here disrespecting dudes on that. And Kiki stabbed a nigga. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I remember she that.
Yeah, she stabbed somebody. Did she go to jail or almost went to jail?
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is not
she
a regular crazy.
Fools?
Yeah. So, you know, that was, she ain't
she
really.
She got to chill.
Yeah, she ain't rap too tight. But, you know, it's always a simp nigga. She throw that crazy, stabby pussy on the nigga.
Guys so easy. I just realized that, like, I had an epiphany the other
what
day.
What was your epiphany, dude?
My epiphany was just like, it doesn't take much.
It don't.
For y'all.
It don't.
It's like, wow. I wish I would have knew this in my 20s.
It's so easy.
Man.
Yeah.
Layla, what else is happening out here?
Y'all ready for Bobby?
Bobby Brown or Bobby Valentino? We got another tranny story.
I am not ready for Bobby B.
There's a lot of Bobbies out here. Bobby Womack.
Baby Brown.
Shit. Which Bobby?
No, Bobby. Well, I was ready for Bobby. Bobby Brown was actually going to be on Dancing with the Star. Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Lord. I could see him sweating bullets.
I know.
Huffing and puffing.
Poor Bobby.
But he actually pulled out. They're pissed because he pulled out the last minute because his contract wasn't right. He wasn't satisfied with his contract, so he decided to pull out, which, I mean.
That sounds like Bobby.
I know.
He's typical Bobby, so he just didn't feel like, you know.
I think Bobby is too fat. Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah, I don't think his ass want to do all that work.
Want to have a stroke.
Y'all ain't finna put me out.
It's a lot of work, I heard. I heard even like people that are in great health, they be passing out.
Man.
So his ass didn't want to be, you know, putting in all that work.
Dropping somebody and all type of shit. Yeah, like,
that would have been hilarious. Like, that would have been so entertaining.
But I like Bobby, man. I like Bobby.
Bobby
goes through his shit. But I guess he wanted to make sure the money is right. If I'm doing all this, we got to make sure that the coins are
Well, you know who is intact?
Yeah, I like how
Who's
going?
Who's going?
Terrell Owens.
Oh, Lord. This nigga.
Look at her face.
This nigga.
Did Ocho single do that before?
Yeah, Ocho single did.
He was on the chat. Was on there?
Wow.
So, yeah, that makes sense. T.O.
Yeah, T.O.'s on there. That's going to be interesting.
That's going to be interesting.
Maybe a second off each other any damn way.
Another black man. They got Derek Fisher, too.
He needs some money with his crazy.
I know. Up here fucking with the, what's his name's leftovers.
Govan.
Yeah.
Gloria.
What is he talking?
That nigga's cupcaking with the homies leftovers.
And crashed her car. Crashed Matt's car.
Man.
That's so messy.
I know, man.
She ain't right for that.
She's a slick ass chick.
I always thought she was.
Me too.
Yeah. I never liked her.
Man.
I felt like that.
Yeah, I was like, you going to sleep with your boys? Yeah, that's some choosy Susie. It's too many dudes. Yeah.
Choosy Susie.
What's up? Who's calling?
Yeah, this is David. I'm calling from North Carolina.
David from North Carolina. How are you, brother?
I'm good, man. Brother, is this Brother Tariq?
Yeah, nigga, this is not Joel Osteen's turn. Who do you think you call? This is not flood relief, motherfucker. Who you trying to call?
Yeah, man, like I appreciate what you do, man, and, you know, risking your life out here speaking, man, because I'm an activist over here, too, and people don't realize that. When you open your mouth and you speak truth to power, like, you are risking your life every day.
Yeah, yeah.
And people need to value that, you know what I'm saying, more than some of these politicians that we have out here that everybody want to hold up on the pedestal like they really are doing something for our cause, and they really just upholding white supremacy right now.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to try to reach out to you to see if you could come, you know, to Eastern North Carolina. Like, I'm from a town, Kinston, North Carolina, which is Lenoir County, where they just made a statement and said that they're not going to remove their Confederate monuments. And the governor, Roy Cooper, you know, issued, you know, saying that he think that all of them should come down. But my town came out and said they not removing anything. Wow. You know, so I have a problem with that when I got four black people on the city council who won't even say nothing, and they're Democrats and won't even speak behind their own governor. But I watched the GOP in North Carolina, you know, take over the House. You know, with the Republican, I watched them take over the House, and they stood behind everything Governor McCrory did, even if it was wrong. Just because, you know, it's legal don't make it right.
Right.
But they didn't care.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm at a...
But email me, Brother Wood, chop up game about it. All right.
People, I'm like, wrong show for that.
Oh yeah, I know. Ew. People get,
they do it all the time. You don't
get real political.
Do you accept calls on your?
And you know, they be asking relationship problems on the other show and then call here.
That's
with
so
the political
crazy.
Stuff. I mean, this is, y'all got to get it right. And shout out to the brother. I feel his passion.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
I feel the brother's passion.
Give me the number. What's him the number again.
Yes, 818-850-5404. What you looking at over there, Layla?
Of course he's a white person, but
what is that?
He was over here. Look at this. Damn, what? Oh, here we go. Look, this fool eating a whole cactus.
Oh, Lord.
Of course he's white. And
Lord. Okay. This fucker.
It's a dude on Instagram eating the whole
cactus. Okay, y'all see this dude. Y'all, this nigga eating a goddamn.
We should do like
a,
you know,
challenge?
Be fun.
What?
I ain't doing
we
no
should
challenge.
Do like a challenge on the reality show, but like, not with us.
Like, what kind
we'll
of
get
challenge?
Some other fools to do.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, that like would be fun. Like if we did some type of speed dating and the dudes would have to do challenges to like get with Brie and everything.
She's like, why are you putting
why
me out there like
to
that?
Me, God damn it. You too.
And they have to do this like Fear Factor shit.
Oh,
that would be
cause
dope.
No,
because
no,
nigga
do, eat some roaches and crickets and shit.
Yeah.
You are out the box.
So
I'm
if a
sorry.
Nigga, yeah, if a nigga do some Fear Factor, but he gotta jump through lakes and all that, he gonna want some pussy afterwards.
Exactly. Like, look, and I ain't got none for
I
you.
I done broke my wrist for this pussy.
Hey,
somebody giving me something.
Ain't got none for you.
That would be kind of dope, though. We do maybe we'll take it that far, but some type of challenges, that would
yeah,
be
we
dope.
Yeah, we need to do something like that.
That'd
we gotta
funny.
Come up with some ideas. That's gonna be cool in the game. What else is happening out here, Miss Layla?
What is happening out here in these streets? Oh, this is interesting. Okay, so I want to ask, well, I'm gonna ask Bree too. Have any of you guys ever tatted a girl? Have you tatted a girl or a dude?
Hell no.
No.
In your life?
Not
no
name.
I mean,
hell
no. No.
That's a cover up, bro.
No.
I
haven't.
I was covering up a gun.
No. I have a tattoo that means something, but it's not a name.
It's not
I'm
a
not
name.
Doing that.
What, no. What is it? What does your tattoo mean?
I have half of an infinity symbol.
Okay.
And I got it with my boyfriend of 7 years, but we have been friends since we were 15.
Oh, damn.
So he's now moved on and engaged and all type of shit. No, he's married now and has a kid.
So does he have the same tattoo?
I believe so. He did tell me, though, that his girl was like felt the way about it, but she only felt the way about it because she fucking stole him.
Oh, damn. Oh, she took him from you?
She can't take nobody that don't want to be taken, right, yeah. But she walked in on something that was already going on. Thot ass.
Damn.
Sorry.
Damn. So like, fuck that infinity.
Right,
oh
yeah.
God.
She wanted to cover it.
Y'all no, what's her name? Oh, Hazel E from Love & Hip Hop LA.
Yes. Yes.
The biggest clown on the
exactly.
show.
Exactly. Oh, Lord.
Hilarious.
Oh, my God. I stopped. I don't know. But okay.
What did Hazel
story.
E do?
Well, she, you know, she used to date Cat Williams, right?
Yes.
Okay, so she has, okay, not only does she have a tattoo of Cat, it said his full name.
Cat
and the Williams.
With two T's.
Like, the
damn.
Full thing. Like the
and
full,
it was right above her vagina.
Oh, damn.
The full, like, if you gonna get a name, get Williams, get Cat. Get Cat with an arrow down.
She could have got Cat and left it as it.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Cat Williams. That's fucking corny, but
man.
Okay. Anyway, she was smart enough. She's excited because she's telling everybody she's finally getting it covered up. But this is the thing, though. Like, I feel like when you're young, because I did that. Okay, y'all was talking about my butterfly earlier, right?
Yes.
Okay, the reason why it's so big.
That's
it's
the biggest,
a cover up.
That's a moth.
You put a
that's
dude the, name on your
yeah,
titty.
But see, in my defense, guys, I was 18.
In my defense.
Damn.
I was 18, and you know what the crazy part about it was? I was dating. This is like my first real boyfriend. I didn't even know how old he was because he looked super young. And I was 18. And one day I looked at his ID. I looked at it, and I was like, almost passed out. This fool was 32.
Oh, damn.
Layla.
He was 32.
I wish I knew you when you was 18.
I know. But yeah, I had a big... And then, okay, y'all gonna laugh. So I got the butter. Well, actually, this is the second tattoo I got of his, right?
Oh, damn. You had
so
another one?
So, I had the first one I got with his name was it was like on my stomach. And then he complained and was like, can't nobody see that?
Oh hell no.
Yes.
You should have asked him out the box.
He said, but I was 18, you guys. And I was like, oh, okay, baby, let me get it where everybody can see it. So I would never forget I had got my appendix out, right? And my mom didn't know. And I was kind of drugged up when I was in the hospital. I got my appendix out, and I remember her. And you know, my mom had to help undress me and stuff. And I see my mom was like, "What the hell?" And then I see she's like, "Who? She got another one?"
I'm surprised she didn't fall out.
I know that sounds like a plot from a Tyler Perry movie.
But you know, so I get it how excited, hey, because that's how I was when I got my thing covered up. I felt like, oh my god, like I'm not. You know, I'm free. Butterfly. That's why I got the butterfly.
Man.
For new, you know. But so she posted on Instagram. She's excited. That's she's over Cat and that's her thing.
That's what's
that's
up.
The biggest thing she got going on.
What's
so.
Cat doing? What's Cat doing anyway? What is Cat up to?
Still doing stuff.
Smoking that.
No.
Smoking that shit. I don't know. I like him, though.
I like Cat. Cat is a cool dude.
I wish he wasn't smoking.
Cat is good.
What's he
saying?
I like
y'all. Man. Let's see who we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, man? This is Deontay calling from St. Louis. How's it going?
Hey, brother. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Listen, I'm calling for one thing, man. Can I sing Bree a song?
Okay. Oh, shit. Yep. Let's get it. Hold on. Yes, we got the challenge.
Challenge begins.
All right. Let's get this song popping. Hold on.
This is...
What's the name of the song?
Hold on, I gotta go.
What's the name of the song?
Come and Talk to Me by Jodeci, man.
Okay. Are you making your own version of it, or is just what?
I'm a mix and match. So I got some shit in there I made up and post with the other Jodeci, whatever.
Okay.
Goes like this. I've been watching you for so very long. Try to give my words build up to be so strong. I really want to meet you, but I'm kind of scared. Cause you're the kind of lady with so much ass.
Whoa.
I get my thoughts together for the very next day. Cause when I forgot the rest of the words, but yeah, you know what it is.
Okay,
that's
you know
it. I'm telling you, man, she do something.
Nigga, you sound
man,
like a moist crackhead.
Okay, hold on. Isambot said something. What did you say, Isambot?
Nigga, you sound like a moist crackhead.
You sound like a moist crackhead.
Thank you for the song. It was so sweet.
All right, brother. Thank
wait,
you.
Wait. Now she got to give you her number.
I know.
This is the second time Layla tried to pin me
out
on the
DM her. Show. That was good, bruh. You deserve so a DM, a response. What's your name?
He probably is in my DM already.
This nigga right here just got out of jail, and that's the only album he remember when he was free.
He took it all the way back, didn't he?
Jodeci. This nigga went to jail in 92 under the Clinton crack law and just got out. This nigga right here.
Oh, my God.
Lord.
What made him think that was good? But that was a good try, though. That was a good effort. Try.
I can't wait
effort.
To do this reality show.
Man,
so we can have,
okay.
Man.
I'm telling you, the challenge, man.
I know. I'm a...
Bree, see?
No, Layla. Cut it out. This is the third time you tried to pin me out. I'm counting. I'm keeping count.
Blondes have more fun.
Yes, they do.
You have a lot of fun right now.
What's up? Who's calling?
My nigga Flex. What up, ladies?
Hey, man. What's going on with you?
What's going on? We chill. I'm over here in VA. I'm in VA on Black Phoenix.
Yes,
Flex, I know you watch 90 Day Fiancé, right?
Love it. My wife be watching that. We've been dying laughing at that show. Go ahead.
The reunion came on, right?
Yeah.
And I forget the fat dude name, but it's like, I want you to talk about, like, they got a new thought system, I guess they were talking about in Russia. And I guess they prey on people like him.
Yeah.
And, like, I guess they got women that's trying to, like, you know, size these simps up and kind of rape them for their money. So he was trying to turn a hoe into a housewife. But I just wanted you to talk about that.
No doubt. Thank you for the call. Yeah, that show was funny. Over in Russia, they got, like, little, you know, clubs where they, you know, figure out how to target, you know, American dudes or dudes with paper. I mean, shit, that's what it is.
Look, she tried to simp him and he got her ass.
Yes, he did. He was like, bitch, I ain't got that kind of money.
I ain't got that money, but your ass is here, though.
You dig? And you're going to get some of this American dick for this green card.
That's crazy. Well,
he flipped it on her ass.
He sure did. He
and she
got
be, she be going off. She mad as hell. I want nice things.
She's so mad.
Oh man, that's funny. But let me ask y'all this. If a dude lived in a country where he was trying to get his green card, and I've seen this happen before. A lot of dudes from other countries will try to get with women here, some sisters, and kick them down a few grand and say, okay, marry me.
I've been asked twice.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Wow. You've been asked who?
I've been asked a few times.
By Arab?
African.
There you
go.
I've
been asked by an African and a Pakistanian.
I live in Uganda.
And he asked me when I was in Vegas, when I was just recently in Vegas.
Yeah.
He saw me and like was like, can I come to the pool? And I'm like, okay, it's a community pool, okay?
Yeah.
He came and sat in the pool and literally proposed to me with a dead ass serious face. Like dead ass. I was like laughing it off. Like, ha ha ha. No, I really want to marry you. You are everything I've been looking for.
Was he running the Prince of Zamunda game? Like, I have a lot of money, but I must pretend to be poor.
No, he was pretending not to be African. He was trying so hard to like mask his accent.
Yeah.
And I kept asking where he from, and he was like, I'm from Texas. Why you keep asking me that? I'm like, because I hear your African accent, motherfucker. Oh,
where am I from? I'm from Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, he just asked me recently.
Damn. So, yeah.
You said no?
How much did he?
How much he offered?
He said like $6,000 or something.
That wasn't enough.
That's not enough.
I'm not marrying no. I'm not marrying nobody for no money.
Yeah.
Because they think they can control you.
Well, not $6,000 though.
Because if I need some paper and there's an ugly ass chick from damn Vietnam who want me to marry her, to come on over here.
What's your price?
It depends on my situation in life. Now I'm good now. You know, back when I was broke, I might have been like, okay, Ming Lee, let's I fix a little cot for you in the other room, and you know, let me get that $6,000. But nah, that $6,000 ain't enough.
20, yeah, it'd have to be like 50 bands.
And he started 20
yeah.
and up.
50, yeah.
50 bands. And
you gonna marry.
How long do you think y'all gotta stay married before it's...
Because they gotta come check on you and shit. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Surprise visit.
Because as soon as the date comes, see you later.
Yeah. Man. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Bree, what else is happening out here in the streets?
Mr. Derrick Rose. You know, I always got to bring up somebody from my city because they just do the most. So, you know, Derrick Rose just got traded or whatever to Cleveland.
Okay.
But in the midst of all of this, he has a new boo, his new girlfriend, and they are everywhere all cute and hugged up.
What's she look like?
She is a light-skinned chick that wears blonde hair. So to the naked eye, you would think she was a white girl.
Mm.
Right, but this girl is from Chicago, she from the hood or whatever, but now she done glowed up, probably got her body done, she wear the blonde hair, and she has so many bad things to say about black women. Like, she think black women are so disgusting. She said it on Twitter.
She's black, though.
Exactly, but this is what she be like, oh, y'all mad because I could get y'all men, y'all some tacky-ass, ghetto-ass bitches and all this. Like, she talks so much shit. And the Shade Room posted them and was like, they so cute and all, and they went to town on her.
Oh damn.
But it's like, why?
Man.
Why is there a type in the industry in NBA?
Man.
You can tell. You know what I do know that you can tell? You can tell a dude when he has a girl when he was broke and then when he got money.
Yeah.
Because when they broke, you see the old baby mamas when they was broke and like, you know, they be all dark. You know, not saying that that's a bad thing, but I'm saying they go for like a dark skin. Maybe she's overweight or whatever. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they get a dollar, either they're going white or they're going light.
And a lot of those dudes be having a whole bunch of kids the same age. And the kids, they have these kids right when they get signed. The minute they get money and get all these options, these niggas, you'll see years later, they got like 3 9-year-olds.
Yeah.
You think?
That should be sad.
Oh, man.
But
only a few of them stay with the chicks that was with them beforehand. LeBron's chick. Wasn't she with him before?
Savannah, yeah. She was. No.
Yeah.
She met him when he first got signed.
Really?
Yes.
I was under the impression that she got with him before.
Mm-mm. Like during college.
During college or something.
Didn't he even go to college? He went straight from high school.
I heard he met her at like an event, but it was like when it was like literally he first got signed. Like, when he was all in the news and he was going to these little parties. He was single.
He put her through
it, though. He met her at an event, but I mean, he wasn't LeBron. Like he was just signed.
Oh, okay.
And she was like a little regular. That's why I like LeBron, man. He got him a real sister.
Man,
I like him.
Man, she's cute.
Real she cute is sister. Super cute.
Derrick Rose, baby mama, was a real sister too.
Yeah, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
She is gone with the wind.
And what's his name? The one to play for Miami, Dwayne Wade.
No, that's Gabrielle Union.
Yeah,
but still, he got his sister.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Man, let me see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling? What's up? Who's this?
What's going on, Tariq and crew? How y'all doing? This is Bowman in the Dallas area.
Hey, what's going on?
I mentioned it earlier, but there was a video I watched, a news video I watched about this girl who was and her mom who reported a black cheerleading coach in Denver.
Oh, I saw that. I
saw
that.
At the school. And the reason why I mentioned, because the way they edited it, it made him look like some kind of, you know, rapist.
Yeah, yeah,
or something
yeah.
Like
they,
that.
They were making kids or do hazing. Splits. Yeah, they were making it seem like they were hazing him, but it was a coach. For those who don't know what he's talking about, it was coach making, he was teaching them how to do splits. And, you know, a lot of the kids were a little bit in pain. And the video they showed of, it was a bunch of black students and the black coach with a white girl. She's doing the splits. And she's crying, like, oh, it's hurt. And like, no, just keep doing it. It wasn't a hazing thing. They were just toughening them up to show them how to do splits. But, you know, they used that visual to make it seem like some reverse racism. That's what it was all about, to make it seem like they're somehow punishing a white kid. And that's the narrative that they're trying to run with. You dig? And it's total BS. So, yeah, I'm familiar with that. But thank you for the call, brother. All
and
right.
That's so crazy. Like, I was a cheerleader in the pom-pom, like, my whole high school career, and that's exactly what happens. Like, you have to, especially, like, that looked like a competitive team. Like, they compete on national levels, and that is what happens. Like,
right, because that's a sport.
You get pushed to
it's
your
like
limit
football.
In any sport.
Hell week. Yeah. You know, hell week football.
And her mom, you could just tell her mom was, she was so happy that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Because look at my daughter's face. And get your wimp-ass daughter out of there then.
Exactly.
Like, you can't handle it?
They were dying. Trying to create a reverse racism narrative as if they were just targeting the white girl, which is not the case.
And you could tell, like, if it was hazing, all the other girls were sitting there, like, holding her calmly, like, you know, you can do it. It wasn't no hazing situation. Yeah. And the news is irritating.
Exactly. Man. Man. Layla, what else is happening out here, dear?
What happening in the news, y'all? Let's see. I just had something pulled up right now.
Layla don't never be ready.
I'll be ready. Nah. No. This
Layla
is
be up here texting niggas while we on the show. I'm going to be there after the show.
No, I don't.
I can pick up some.
At 12:15.
I can pick up some lubricant.
What?
There's a CVS pharmacy across
you're
from
such
the show.
A liar.
Yes.
You're
I'm
going
to
right.
get it all in my throat tonight.
Ew. Come
happy
right.
Smiley face. Heart. eggplant emoji. Yes.
Dumb. I just figured out what the eggplant emoji was.
Damn it, Layla.
Layla don't be knowing
like dick. A month ago. I was like, what is an eggplant emoji?
Girl, little kids friend, know what the eggplant emoji
is. I know.
Emoji
like,
I
these
know.
Kids nowadays, they're so gross. I'm so up. No, this is kind of sad, though. I don't know if you guys heard about Lil Wayne.
Yeah, man.
Being hospitalized for a seizure, unconscious. He was in your city.
He gotta quit doing all them damn
drugs.
It's them that lean. I think he's already epileptic, right?
Well, they're trying to blame it on that versus.
But the thing is, that all that lean triggers the epilepsy. Yeah, right. It's all that shit, man. He gotta chill out on that bullshit.
He
man.
Was unconscious, though.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I know
you're stressed. We all stressed, but he got to slow down. He been doing drugs for a long time.
Yeah.
Like a long stretch of lean.
Yeah.
Cocaine and all types of
after
stuff.
A while,
allegedly.
Right. Allegedly.
I don't want to put no drug case on it.
Look, I don't want Regine to come after me.
I know. Regine
what you
come
say
up
about
in here.
My daddy.
Exactly.
Allegedly.
It's apple juice in that cup. Y'all stop playing.
Man. But yeah, hope
but
my man.
Sad.
I hope he's going to be
all right.
I hope he's going to be all right, man.
Regine's beautiful, by the way.
Oh, she's a cute girl.
She's like super cute. I was like, oh my God.
She stayed a fucking grown folk business, though.
Always. Oh,
yeah.
She's in her lane.
Come on, this now. You know she gonna do what? Like what? What's she saying? What's she saying?
She's always in growth. Anything her mom beefing with somebody, she jump she in. Tay my Braxton, don't be talking about my mama. That
yeah,
like
I'm that. I'm a jumping for my mama too.
Oh my God,
I'm that girl.
What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Dynamite calling out of Milwaukee. What's going on?
Dynamite. This nigga got that old player name.
Where get that name from?
You either a drug dealer or a stripper. Coming to the stage, ladies. It's
Dynamite.
Hey, what's
Dynamite.
Going on, lady?
JJ and shit.
Come out there with a thong and a cowboy hat. and it's taco meat with baby oil on the taco meat.
Oh,
taco
God.
Meat.
Oh, God. Not that visual.
Man, what's going on, Mr. Dynamite?
Hey, man, I got a couple questions for you.
Go ahead.
Hey, one of them is keeping your cool, man. What's the best way to keep your cool in the sense of people, you know, blowing smoke or BSing you? And you know it's bullshit. Do you just ignore them or do you, you know, respond to it?
Well, it just depends, man. You always keep your cool no matter what, because you, when you lose your cool, that means you're putting emotions first. You don't want to put emotions first. You always want to be logical about every situation, and you don't let nobody draw your emotions out, because once they draw your emotions out, they control you. So you got to be a logical person in any scenario you're in. You got that?
Got you. I got you. I say that in a sense because the police down here in Milwaukee, man, they pretty irrational, man. They come up to the car, you know, most of the time they don't even tell you why they pull you over. They just already, you know, coming to the car asking you to get out, you know, and it's pretty embarrassing when you got a woman, your children, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't even like to, you know, remove myself and, I mean, put myself in situations like that. But I just wanted to get your peek on that, you know, because I don't know if I should respond to it or, you know, just,
no, well, they want
you
know, to
play,
be
play it cool.
They want you to be emotional. That's what they want. They do stuff to create an emotional response so that they can react to you in a deadly manner.
And they can justify
it. So they can justify harming you. That's the mm-hmm. exact reason why they're irrational. They say crazy stuff to you. They try to egg you on so that you can make a move and they can justify blowing you away, because they're running a Nazi regime right now. We got to be very clear about that. We want to play games with that. But we got to understand the situation that we're in, and then we can react to that accordingly. But anyway, man, thanks for the call, brother.
You got to take that embarrassment.
Yeah. You know,
that's you got to stay alive.
Yeah, you got to. We're in war, man. Yep. You got to look at it, and you got to look at yourself as a prisoner of war behind enemy lines whenever you interact with them.
Yeah. Even females, cool. man.
Oh, yeah, women.
I was in a car with a friend, and they were messing with us.
Oh, yeah.
About a handicap sticker.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so crazy, and they just assumed it was a fake handicap sticker. And it wasn't. Because she was really had data. I don't know if they want you to walk out the car limping because you have a handicap. You can't see everybody's visible, you know, handicap.
Right.
So she was about to get in an argument. I just told her, I was like, you know what? You just got to take it. Just say, yes, ma'am. Yeah. Let him run it. It's nothing wrong with it. She came back, but she was about to get an attitude, and I had to stop her. And I'm like, nope, don't do it.
Yeah.
Just say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, and just keep it moving.
We think arguing with them is going to prove a point. That ain't going to do nothing.
But get your head blown.
Man, you better understand where you are. Arguing with them, it's wrong. Yeah, but shit, that's the system of racism. That's what it's about, non-justice. That's why we got to replace that system. Every day we got to be about the business of replacing that system. Every day. That's why I talk about it and challenge it every single day. See, a lot of us wait until the last minute. We think it's party and bullshit time. And then we wait till the last minute to say something. That's why that whole DACA thing going on. Y'all heard about that?
Mm-hmm.
About all these immigrant groups. They about to get deported.
Yep.
Now, a lot of them are looking at us like, hey, we in this together. And I'm like, you better turn back around. Exactly. Y'all were team white supremacy for a long time. Yep. Don't look at us. You dig?
I already knew that was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Hold your own nuts. Like, what is y'all doing now?
And many of those immigrant groups voted for Trump.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. Y'all voting yourself out of here.
Hold your own nuts.
Sure, exactly.
You better make that. You made the bed. Lie in the bed you made, man.
Yep.
Man.
How y'all feel about all these hurricanes, though? Like,
man. These hurricanes are a monster, man. It's hurricanes, fire. It's like nature.
Do y'all know I was like 5 minutes from that fire?
In Burbank? Oh, yeah. I was. You were out there in Burbank.
And neither one of y'all checked on
me. I forgot you were in Burbank.
I did forget.
I'm like, I would have known if you had. You been on Twitter. Shit, I'm on fire. On Instagram, I'll be grabbing. I'm on fire.
Instagram, it was dope. She was like, it's lit.
My titties got scorched. Help!
No, ain't no help. If them get scorched, they gone. It's how it is what it is.
I thought you took a picture from some like else. I didn't realize like you were right over there.
No, yeah. The first night, it was almost like to evacuation. They kept, you know, egging, seeing it was going to say it, but it never happened. But
man,
that's going on. These hurricanes.
Yeah, there's another one about to hit.
In Miami.
Yeah.
India has had a hurricane.
Oh, yeah, seen that. Yeah. A really bad one, yeah.
And they raising all this money for Houston, and they saying this Irma is a category 5++ now before it hits ground. So who knows what, like, what is the world turning into? Is this harp? Do you guys think this is harp?
I don't know.
Y'all better just party and see Tariq. You need to go out before we all gone.
Yeah, man. But a lot of people saying it's harp. It might be.
I really think it's harp.
Man, it's crazy.
They trying to kick off this new world order.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. This shit is crazy as hell.
I love
man.
Y'all.
Man, I know.
Do our silly love.
What's up? Who's calling?
Did you ball Crispy Jr., everybody? What's up, everybody?
What's up, Crispy Jr.?
Man, I got Kiki Whitey. I'm pregnant, everybody. You got Kiki. Beating up her baby daddy, everybody.
All right, nigga, get a better phone next time. It'll work if your phone wasn't so janky.
You got that Metro.
This nigga got the damn flip phone.
Damn.
It's just so janky sounding.
I thought my damn.
Man. Jeez. One more call. Let's see who we got here. Shit. What's up? Who's calling?
Tariq, what's up, man? It's Black, bro.
What's up, Black? Where you calling from, brother?
I'm calling from Miami, but I'm from Texas.
There you go. What's on your mind, brother?
Oh, man. I just wanted to touch on, like, if you remember, I don't know what y'all talking about because I can't tune in while I'm driving, but I heard, like, a few months ago, I heard a guy call in from Kuwait. Do you remember that conversation he was talking about some female over there?
I don't remember, but what was it about?
Well, he was talking about, like, the some Ethiopian chick he was rocking with or whatever. He was trying to figure out if, you know, she really loved him and all this.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that.
I kind of remember that.
Bruh, like, them niggas over there is simps, bro. Like, I used to work over there myself. And all of them cats, they get these Filipino chicks and they get these Ethiopian chicks and they, you know what I'm saying, they be bad. But they gonna do whatever it takes to get that bag up off you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, and like, I don't want nobody to get nothing misconstrued about what Buddy talking about. Don't none of them girls over there love you over there, bro. We smash them and pass them.
Man.
That's all we do over there, bro. That's what the real ones do. Man. What's up, Bree, Layla? They there today?
What's up, Black?
My bad. I ain't even speak to y'all. I'm in here going off thinking about Buddy, but I've been trying to get through for months to tell you about this simp-ass nigga, man.
Man. We're good looking now, Black. Thanks for the call. Oh, man. Anyway, let's get ready to get up out of here, ladies. What y'all doing this weekend besides going to my baby's party, by the way?
Let's see. Hopefully we can go out, you guys, on Wednesday. Tomorrow.
I'm dead ass
Thursday.
Tacos. Y'all play too much.
Let's go, girl.
What's going on tomorrow night?
Yo, Linus.
What's happening
no,
tomorrow?
No, I told you the live, the mic live.
Is that like a poem place?
It's like live bands, but it's like more underground. So maybe you'll see like artists, like up and coming artists that's either just got signed, about to get signed.
Kind of lame.
Like some bullshit.
It's actually fun, and afterward it turns into like a little club, you guys.
It'd be some corny ass people in there.
I can imagine. It sound like some shit Layla gonna have us going to.
Okay, wait, talk. Okay, where we gonna go? Oh,
and they drink
like
a
fake
lot of
ass
okay, let's go to,
Love
let's go to
Jones. Lord.
Oh, I know. Well, Casa Vega.
In Sherman Oaks?
Or it's another one. And what's the one in across street from the Guitar Center on?
Y'all ain't going. Y'all doing all this hooping and
it's
hollering.
It's a taco place.
Y'all.
Chat room. We got margaritas. He don't drink, but your chat family room. Do, probably.
They not going nowhere.
I'm trying to go.
I want
to
go somewhere fly that's popping.
A lounge? What you trying to do?
A club. Let's go to a club. I'll get a fucking table. We'll chill. And I'll let y'all
during
play.
The week? A club during
yes.
the week?
That's the best.
One Oak is the only club.
And what day is that?
Names go out on the
Tuesday.
Weekend, girl.
That's tonight? One Oak is tonight?
Yes.
Oh, it's tonight? Let's
Shit.
See. Damn, I had
nah, to. Nah, now they not. I told y'all they not going nowhere.
What about Wednesday? What about Thursday? It has to be something popular.
Yeah, what's up Thursday?
I don't that's
know nothing else.
Day.
Y'all, I'm tapped
we'll
out.
We'll find out for Thursday.
Let's find out. Let's find out Thursday.
For Thursday.
Yes.
Y'all.
All my people in L.A., let me know what's popping.
For Thursday. For real, I want to go.
And the crew, we going to go fuck with something. Y'all
come on. Don't be moving no damn furniture again.
Hell
no. You already used that story, honey.
No, I'm going.
He's going to be like, because of my baby toe.
No. God damn it. I'm going out with y'all black asses. Now, Layla, what is your Instagram, young lady?
Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILALOPEZ Lopez. Yes.
Yes.
And y'all quit being disrespectful to my girl over here.
Disrespectful. Yeah, I'm getting like, I had to block a nigga because he was like, yeah, I want you to give Bree this message. Tell her stop acting so sadiddy. So then he DM'd me like 2 hours prior. And then I guess I didn't respond to him. So he's like, you bitch, you didn't even write a message. I was like, damn.
Yeah, he called me a couple bitches too. We know who you are. And your ass is good and blocked.
Yes, right, you're good and blocked. And Tariq coming. We coming after you.
Man.
We got
man.
Back up.
Bree, what is your Instagram, dear?
I am at Chloe, C-H-L-O-E-B-H-E-R. Chloe B, hurry, y'all. Come check me out.
Yes, indeed. And don't forget, check man, y'all get y'all tickets right now at 1804movie.com to go see the movie 1804 next month, October 19th, nationwide in Los Angeles, October 12th. 1804movie.com